A tropical antiseptic that was used to treat wounds in World War I could be reintroduced to fight superbugs. Melbourne researchers have discovered that it has important antiviral properties. Researcher Dr. Michael Gantier from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research spoke to Rachel Brown about his research on the antiseptic.
Basically, it was discovered by a group of German scientists. It was used in patients, basically in hospitals serving the Western Front.
Acriflavine was used during World War I to treat soldiers' wounds and kill the parasites that cause sleeping sickness. But its properties also have benefits for 21st century problems. Dr. Michael Gantier says researchers studying this century-old antiseptic made from coal tar have found it also induces an antiviral response.
There are a lot of molecules around. For instance, in green tea extracts or even in red wine extracts, that have been reported to have antiviral activities. And we think that they may be acting the same way by binding the DNA of the patient or the host and then promoting this antiviral response.
The work published in the journal Nucleic Acids Research shows acriflavine binds to cellular DNA, which not only attacks the bacteria, but also activates the host immune system to clear the infection.
We're basically saying that it's a double effect. On one hand, it had an antibacterial effect. And on the other hand, we discovered this capacity to instigate an immune response of the host, to protect the host.
One big problem doctors have at the moment is that bacteria evolution has made it more resistant to antibiotics. So this drug's double effect means it could fight future pandemics.
So we think for patients that are at risk, we could potentially provide them with this drug in a form like a buffer, a bit like you use Ventolin, and maybe that will give them an edge if they were to be infected.
Dr. Michael Gantier points out the search power of the internet means society can explore the pharmacological equivalent of teaching an old dog new tricks.
There are a lot of drugs that have been used, that were used. I mean, it was used for 50 years before really people understood how it actually worked. A lot of things are being dropped because they're not that efficient. But in fact, coming back to them may be a good idea because they're very well characterized. I mean, the beauty of the internet these days is, you know, you can find these old publications from 1910 or 1912. Would have been much harder for me to do this research probably 20 years ago when internet was not around and find articles from these German researchers.
That's medical researcher Dr. Michael Gantier speaking to Rachel Brown in Melbourne.